Hey, everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. High drama. We can take advantage of that. Seriously, this What We Know Now format is quite popular in mass media space, and I've often wondered why we don't use it too. Hence my post. Let's look at this technique through a strategic messaging filter. Who benefits the most from using this format? What do these articles insinuate about the author? Two kinds of thought leaders can shine here. First up, the analyst. For those of us who don't have a lot of primary research, but we're good at digging in and figuring stuff out, this format is a good alternative. Here's why. We use the relevance of the big development to showcase how we think. This is great when you need to stand out in a sea of color commentary. These articles apply our analysis without the hard work of research or white papers. It shows our command of the facts. Second up, the battle-tested. You know, the folks who are great at seeing around corners because of years of hand-to-hand combat on the front lines. This format applies their insider perspective, creating specific on-the-ground insights. This is a great way to stand out in a sea of similar backgrounds. The common denominator here? Application. The What We Know Now format opens the door to convert an intangible skill into a tangible analysis that adds value. That is how go-to resources are born. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.